Betsy.
I feel badly for Gerald, I really do, but what a mess. She sits in the gazebo across from Archie, the day's bakes laid out in front of them. The opening behind them frames the tent, set back across the lawn, and Grafton Manor rising behind it. This picturesque spot is where Betsy has always done her final judging. Normally, she speaks only to the cameras, but now, of course, she must have an actual conversation with Archie about who will leave the tent and who will be the day's winner. She finds herself bracing for an argument, but Archie agrees with her instantly. You just can't get that thrown off by a mistake, he nods solemnly. You really have to pick yourself up and figure it out. Betsy is pleased to see him giving Bake Week the respect it deserves. She finds herself exhaling a breath she didn't know she'd been holding. Betsy doesn't understand what happened today with Gerald. She'd been all the way across the tent, scolding Melanie about unflattering camera angles, when the yelling started. Gerald had sounded so deeply distressed that at first she'd worried someone had been physically attacking him. As Gerald fled dramatically through the back of the tent, Archie strode quickly over to her and Melanie and in a hushed voice explained the situation. Well, he'd kind of explained it. Something about Gerald's ingredients being spoiled. She still isn't quite sure what prompted the meltdown. She wonders if Archie had something more to do with it than he let on. He'd never seemed particularly keen on Gerald, teasing him a bit yesterday about his homemade flavors. She'd even caught him rolling his eyes once as he'd walked away from filming a one-on-one. Maybe he wanted Gerald to fail. It's a shame, Betsy thinks. Aside from whatever it was that happened today, Gerald's bakes were some of the very best, neat and well-planned. His ingredients were inspired, a miracle given the limited amount of time they had to work with. I just wish he'd finished his bakes, she says honestly. It wasn't good for the show to have people walk off set that way. She suspected she'd be having a long conversation with the producers and Francis about optics. Would it look as though Gerald had been bullied? How do you think the others are doing? Archie pushes through, changing the subject. There's no hint of him being rattled from the conflict, Betsy notes. Stella's pies were a bit lackluster, Betsy says. It would be obvious to anyone watching this episode that if Gerald had done well today, Stella would be the one going home in the morning. At the beginning, Betsy had predicted Stella would be the first to leave, but so far she's been saved. Twice. They were poorly baked is what they were. Not well planned at all, Archie agrees, an edge of his former cutting board persona creeping into his voice. Well, she did have that mishap with the peaches being burnt, Betsy says, trying to appear understanding, though if she were being honest, she's already had it with Stella. Every time Betsy walked past Stella's table, she looked up, following her with those moon eyes. It was unnerving. She shouldn't be making that kind of mistake this far into the competition. Betsy gives a curt nod in agreement. Who did well today? I think Hannah and Pradumna both did well, Archie says. Hannah's pies were really something special, to make two different crusts like that. Pradumna also made two different crusts, she reminds him. Yes, but Hannah's fillings were really top-notch. The decoration, too. The way he is talking about Hannah makes Betsy stop and look at him more closely. There's something familiar about it. He doesn't have quite the same tone of voice as he does when he talks about the others. She does have very tidy piping, and her flavors were quite good, Betsy agrees begrudgingly. We're in agreement, then? Yes, I think we are. Always so sad to see them go, she says it wistfully as possible for the cameras. You're such a softy, aren't you? Archie says. It is part of the script, making Betsy appear sensitive, grandmotherly. But there is something in the way he says it that makes her pause. It doesn't sound like a compliment. There's a tone there that implies something else. It's almost as if he's toying with her. Or is she just imagining it? Being around Archie has made her question herself more than she has in years. She hasn't felt this insecure since. Betsy's heart pounds with recognition. She realizes suddenly that Archie reminds her of her ex-husband, Roland. Not in appearance, since they look nothing alike. Roland is the most blue-blooded wasp Betsy has ever encountered, and Archie, well, it's obvious Archie does not come from any kind of pedigree. But there is something in their mannerisms, their performative confidence. Mostly, it is in the way they both make Betsy feel about herself. Like she's a child who needs to be coddled or a doddering old fool who doesn't deserve their respect. Neither would say it out loud, of course, but Betsy can feel it in the way they speak to her. The subtle inflections. Of course, Roland also cheated on her with a much younger woman. She recalls with painful clarity the way he spoke about her as well. The look in his eyes of trying to conceal a lie, while also desperately wanting to brag about what he'd done. She gives Archie a prim smile. "Shall we?" Betsy stands. She is suddenly desperate to talk to Francis and find out what he knows. "After you." The cameras follow them as they make their way back to the tent to deliver the final verdict. If Archie is anything like Roland, then Betsy knows one thing is for certain. He is not to be trusted.